Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome to a new month, March, and today we'll be going into a new series, and what we'll be talking about this month is speaking the truth in love. Hey, think about it. Sometimes persons tell us stuff and it's not always received well based on how they say it to you. And one of the reasons why is sometimes it's the tone, sometimes is what is said exactly, sometimes how it's said, and all of that comes across as a strange relationship sometimes. So today we want to look on how exactly, and in this series we want to look on exactly what it means to speak the truth in love. And today specifically we want to look on some what it is and several components in terms of how and how it exactly does that look like. Our core scripture comes from Ephesians 4 verse 15, and it says, "Instead, as we lovingly speak the truth, we will grow up completely in our relationship to Christ, who is the head." We want to start at the beginning, what it is, and based on the Bible, it's defined as seeking to make peace during a conflict. That's what it is. So what you say is supposed to help to bring about peace during a conflicting situation between you and somebody else. And it is important that we spend the time to really understand and think about how we respond or say stuff to other people, because you may want to, your intentions may be pure, and how exactly it is said, it comes across or received in a negative way. And sometimes you don't really want that. Sometimes what you want, your intentions are good. So say for instance, there's an argument between you and a co-worker or a spouse, and they are doing something that maybe is inappropriate, or they may not be doing it correctly. And what you want to do is make a correction, or, you know what I mean, show them exactly how to do it the proper way. But instead of saying, "Hey, I really appreciate the effort, but you're not doing it the correct way, or there's a better way to do it, and here is how to do it," as opposed to, "You're an idiot, and why you do it that way? They sit now and work, try something else," and you know what I mean? And it comes across in a negative way. And in order to build a relationship or to grow the relationship past these little differences is thinking really carefully about how you say things to people. And Matthew 5 verse 9 says, "Blessed are those who make peace, they will be called God's children." And that's basically what we're seeking to do when we're speaking the truth in love. Because you want to say exactly what is happening, but in a way that it is received. So that's basically the idea, really. So the person may be wrong, like for argument's sake. Say for instance, you're working as a part of a team and one person is underperforming. And instead of saying, "Yo, my youth, you know, carry your weight," or, you know what I mean? Why you know, just step up the pace and you hold back everybody, and because of you, the project might fail, and that you don't want to do that. What you want to do is, "Hey, I realize that you're not meeting the targets. I'm just concerned in terms of is everything is okay, what is happening, because I want to find out if you need any additional support so that we can ensure that the target is being met." So you see, it's really a different way of approaching the situation so that you don't condemn the person, but at the end of the day, you get the result that you're actually looking for, which is saying the truth, doing it in a way that you actually get a response. And it really matters how you speak to people, because sometimes they may speak in a way that it really causes more harm than it actually brings about change. And everybody responds to different types of words differently. Because you may tell somebody the command and say, "Yo, you're underperforming," and they respond. While you may tell the same person, a different person in the same way, and it really crush them and damage the performance. So it's about ensuring that what you do brings about peace, and that's what really matters. And what Paul is saying is really spend the time to think about what you do before you say it. And there are six ways and six things that you need to think about when you're working towards saying the truth in love. And one, give correct and fair verdicts. That's the first thing, that what you say should be correct and it should be fair. So when you're speaking the truth, you have to make sure that everything that you say is accurate. You can't just go about and accuse a person of something that is not true. And this can cause a whole lot of problems between you and people by you accusing them falsely. And Zechariah 8 verse 16 says, you must do these things, speak the truth to each other, give correct and fair verdicts for peace in your courts. So for peace to happen between you and the other person, what you say must be correct and it also must be fair, so that at the end of the day, when you're analyzing what is happening, you can start off from a secure foundation that you're approaching the situation in the right way. So you lay out the facts, and say for instance, you're working on a project, and say for instance, this person is supposed to be drafting up designs for a campaign. And this is just looking on it from a media perspective. So this person is supposed to be physically drafting up concepts to present as part of the project. But all no, you don't even get one design. And you're coming and you're asking, you know, what is your, you haven't produced a design. All no, what is going on? And what you're saying is that you have to say, oh, listen, you're not meeting a deadline. And that is true. And that is if you're agreed. So for instance, you agreed in 2 weeks' time from the first meeting that you should get the first draft of design. 2 weeks passed, nothing, not even an email to say that you're that clear or anything like that. And I haven't even reached out, just silent. So saying that, listen, you have passed the deadline and you haven't produced anything, that's correct and that's fair. That giving a consequence in terms of for the action. So that's where you start the discussion. So how you started is that what you say must be correct and it must be fair. Next thing is, now don't use secret or shameful ways in order to get the person's attention. And this can cause a whole lot of problems, because in order to get the person's attention to actually have a discussion about the issue, sometimes you use tricks. Sometimes you may play games or whatever. So for instance, there's a conflict between a couple, and to get the husband's attention, the wife does something very dramatic in the house in order to grab the husband's attention, in order to have a conversation with the person. Like the husband watching TV, and then the wife probably screams out in the kitchen, and then when the husband rushes to see what is happening, is at that point in time, the conversation starts about something totally unrelated to the scream itself. And you don't want that. You want to start off on a very straightforward way. And it don't make sense to kind of go around the corner or try to beat around the bush to get the person's attention to talk about an issue. It makes sense that you just hit the nail on the head. And Paul said this, instead, we have refused to use secret and sinful ways. We don't use tricks and we don't distort God's word. As God watches, we clearly reveal the truth to everyone. This is our letter of recommendation. So this is from 2 Corinthians 4 verses 2. And that brings us to the third point in terms of what it means to speak the truth in love. Don't distort what is the word. Meaning, don't distort the situation. Don't basically, exactly what happened, say what exactly happened, and break it down. So we start out by saying that give correct and fair verdicts. So meaning that the decision that you have made must be correct, must be fair. What you say must be correct, it must be fair. Next thing, don't use shameful or secret ways to get the person's attention. And now thirdly, don't distort the truth. Don't tell a lie. Like, it don't make sense, like you try to twist everything to make it blow it out of proportion. Sometimes some persons can speak certain things or share certain things, and then the way in which they say it, it's totally exaggerated from what exactly happened. It's like it's totally exaggerated. So, you know, the word and the way in which it's described, it seems like it's very bad. Like a person feeling pain and they're rolling around and they're screaming and they're hitting the ground, and when you check it out, it's not that bad. You get me? Like it's, and so that's basically in terms of, you don't want to twist the truth. You don't want to speak any lies. You don't want to blow it out of proportion or add to what is happening, or take away from or leave out details that may be important to the situation. And then the fourth thing is clearly reveal the truth. Like exactly what is happening, how you feel about the matter, and what you want to be done. Because when you have a conflict with somebody, what will make peace is the truth. So we're going back to the project situation, the person missed them deadline, and you're saying, oh, hey, you have missed your deadline, and this is probably the third or fourth time that you have missed your deadline on a major project, and we may have to let you go. But before we reach that point, what exactly is happening? And it's at that point in time now the person can reveal now what is the major issue that they're having, why they're missing the deadline. Sometimes it's not directly related to the work, why this is happening. It may be something unrelated that can cause this major issue that they may having to miss the deadline. And that now can help now propel now a conversation about resolving what the issue is. And maybe you may gain a better productive team member, or the conclusion maybe that you part ways from a working perspective. But there must be a resolve to the issue once the truth is revealed. According to Ephesians 4:25, the fifth thing that you do in terms of speaking the truth in love, and we mentioned this earlier, don't lie. Like the worst thing you can do is tell a lie when you're working out a conflict. You don't want to tell lies. And what it is that, so then get rid of lies, speak the truth to each other, because we are all members of the same body. We're all team members here. We're all part of the same team. We're going in the same direction. So it don't make sense to tell a lie. Don't cover it up. So what if there is an issue, don't hide it. And if once you reach out now to resolve the conflict, just basically speak what is the major issue. It could be a case where the team person may lost a loved one, may be going through some difficulty that they haven't figured out that is distracting them from their work, or they just generally don't know what to do in terms of maybe the descriptions that they have been given to complete the task is not clear. So they may have, they're still unclear about what direction to go. And they were afraid to approach the person in terms of to ask for guidance. And these things, you don't want to go around corner and tell a lie to kind of cover up your tracks. Speaking the truth now would help you know to move on to resolve the conflict. And the way in which you say it now, you get the opportunity now to actually tell what is on your mind. And the last thing is now, seek to make peace. And that's from Matthew 5 verse 9 that we read earlier. So the last thing now is in terms of, instead of trying to stir up a conflict, seek to resolve the issue. So these six components can help you now on starting your journey and speaking the truth in love when you have a conflict with somebody. So to go over them, give a correct and fair verdict. Don't use secret or shameful ways. Don't distort the truth. Don't clearly reveal the truth. Don't lie. And always seek to make peace. That's the end goal. Some stuff to think about as something as you go through your week this week is, how exactly are you approaching your conflicts that you may be having right now with several persons? And you can probably think of at least one. And which one of these things, these principles that we share today that can help you start the conversation at least, and seek to start the conversation and use these principles now to apply to resolve the conflict. So these are some things to think about. Which one of them can help you analyze the last conversation that you have? Which one of these was a trigger point that caused an argument, and see where you can make the correction. Something to think about this week. And until next time, I'm Andre Palmer. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.